There is according to the according to the Mechaber, according to everybody. There's everyone maintains that the Tilas Yedayim L'Tefila has a Kiyum of Nikias. Because you see, everybody has that idea that if you don't have Mayim, so then you have to use something that will cleanse your hands. So you see, that is part and parcel of the very takana, that there's a concept that one's hands should be nikiyim kodem tefila. So what the Rush holds is that, and the Mechaber Paskins that way, is that if you accomplish that kiyim, even though you didn't use a maisa netila, it's going to demand a bracha. Anytime you accomplish an intrinsic kiyim, an intrinsic kiyum of a takana, they hold that there's a chi of bracha. The only question is, what bracha? See, that's a different question. Now the question is, what bracha? So the Rush follows his sheet, as we said, that it always reflects the maisa that you're doing. And the Ramah paskins like him throughout. And the Mechaber, no. Mechaber holds it really goes by the kiyum. And that's why there's differences between, Simon Dalet and then Ches by Tzitzis and then Kufnun Tes by Netilas Yedayim. By Tefilas Yedayim. Kuf Tes Vav. All right. We'll just quickly put this down. The Grizz had a nice raya in that piece on Netilas Yedayim. To his concept of two kinds of netilos. So it's a Gemara on Kuftas Vav Amabez in the Psachim. The Gemara says, Itmar, Netilas Yedayim Tre Zimni Lamali, Hamashle Yadei Chad Zimna. Why do you need to wash your hands again when you start the Suda? You already washed for Karpas. So what do you have to wash again for? Amri, Kaven, the boy, Lamemar, Agarit of Vahalela, Dilma Suchi Asche Ledaite Venaga. Because the Gemara answers, because since the guy had to say Haggadah and Hallel, so maybe he was Mesiach Das, and he touched something. So that's why they were Matzrich a second Atila. Okay? So Tosus asks a question, Asuchi Mesach Daite Venaga. Tema, Matzrich Lahai Taima. What does the Gemara have to come up with this type reasoning of that maybe you had Haschadas Venaga? Typically, the netila rishona lo haisa l'shem kedusha, ela l'shelo yitma samashkin. The Gemara should have just simply said because the first netila was a netila l'shem tahara. But that in no way is going to suffice for what you need before bread. Before bread, it's a mitzvah of a maisa netila per se, a maisa netila per se l'shem, as Tos says l'shem kedusha. You see, it's a maisa that the yadayim should be netulos. The yadayim should be differentiated with a certain shame of netulos. So that's the idea. So anyhow, it's a nice right. You see, Tosus is operating with the principle that you can have something that looks the same, a same maisa netila, but definitively it's two different things, and in fact one should not work necessarily for the other. Yeah. It's interesting. By the way, Tosfos' answer is the Grizz doesn't take up the answer, but let's take a look at it. He says, "V'yeshlamar the salka daichterach the kaven shenatal yoel afila nahama dechulin." No, you're not having me to say that since you were notel, it should help by bread dechulin. Afila nahama. I'm sorry, afila nahama. Even for bread, dechulin lo boy kavana, because chulin doesn't require kavana. That's why you need that reason. Not at all. No. Yeah, so Tosus' answer is that you see, there are two types of netilas. But it's not kavana that's essential. Meaning, if I do a netila for tum and tahara, the bottom line is that still, since I did a maisa netila, my hands are defined as netulos. In other words, that maisa is absolutely fulfills the requirements of a Maisa Natila per se, L'Shem Kedusha. You don't need Das. You don't need Kavana. You simply, it's a Maisa. It's a Maisa per se. Chulun doesn't require Kavana. Doesn't require any intent. So therefore, it's Memela, it's going to be a Maisa Natila that's going to render your hands Natulos. Ah, you had a different reason why you did it. Who cares? The point of the matter is, he did a proper Maisa Natila. So that's why the Gemara had to come on to a different reason, because really the Maisa Natila for Karpas rendered your hands Natulos, right? It's a Maisa Natila, a proper Maisa Natila. It accomplished all the requirements of the Natila Shel Mitzvah, L'Shem Kedusha, so therefore it's going to work. It's going to matter you. It's going to allow you to eat bread. So that's why the Gemara had to come on to another reason, that it was Hesach Hadas and Dilma Naga. Yeah. In other words, when you say it has to be a Maisa Natila Shem Kedusha, that is not talking about the specific mindset of the Gavra. It's not a requirement that you have to have in mind L'Shem Kedusha. It's not a Dinah L'Shma and Kavana and Das. That's the nature of the institution, that they instituted a Maisa Natila L'Shem Kedusha. That's what Tosis is saying. So therefore the first Natila would work.
Right.
Yeah, halacha lemaisa will come out according to Tosis. Halacha lemaisa, if you washed for mashkin and immediately following you had bread, you were going to eat bread. Oh, so according to this Gemara, at least, let's not go too broad here, but at least according to this Gemara, you wouldn't need another Natila. There would be no point to it. You wouldn't be accomplishing anything. Your hands are still the Natulas. Okay? Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim on Kufav Amud Aleph. Back to the area of, the Gemara Masta. So the Gemara here in Pesachim says, Amar Abruna Marav, Hanotel Yadav Lo Yikadesh. If a person does Natilas Yidayim, he cannot make Kiddush. All right? There's a halacha a lot of kids like. Until they understand it. Okay. So what does it mean, Hanotel Yadav Lo Yikadesh? Right? A little strange. So the Rashbam explains, Notel Yadav Lo Yikadesh, Ela Acher Yikadesh. Somebody else makes Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush. V'hu Yetze Yidei Chavasa B'Shmiya U'Shasiya. De'in Kan Hesach Adas, Me'acher Shu Atzmo Eina Mevarech. Okay, so somebody else will do it. He'll be Yotze through Shmia. Oh, by the way, he knows how he says, V'hu Yetze Yidei Chavasa B'Shmia U'Shasiya. So you see, even though he made a Natilas Yadayim, if he drinks wine, that's not considered a hafzik between Natilas Yadayim and the and Achilas Pas. Okay? So, right, but it's not considered Hesach Hadas. Why? Because he himself is not the Mavarech. Okay? Aval hu atzmo lo yikadesh im not lo yadav, kidei sheyochal al smach Natila de lifnei Kiddush. The Kiddush mafsik bein Natila la'achila. V'havi kehesach Hadas. Uboi Natila achriti. Basar kidusha. The takeoff Natila Yadayim suda. Okay. So basically it's a question of hafsik. So if you know till Yadav, you can't do a Maisa Dibor of Kiddush. So what should you do? You have somebody else make the Kiddush for you, and you'll be Yotze through him. And probably you answer Amen, because Amen is not considered a substantive Dibor. That's not a substantive Dibor. It's not a hisaskos. It's not an involvement. Okay? It's not just saying a word that's a hefsek. It's a certain involvement. Okay? So that's the halacha. That's the halacha. Okay. Okay. All right, so now that we have that Gemara, v'notel yadav lo yekadesh, so now you come to the Tosas on Kuvvav Amabez in Chulin. Divrei Maschil, notel adam yadav shachris, umas naleim kol hayom. So Tosas says, Akasha tema, damrinen ba'arvei psachim, hanotel yadav lo yekadesh. Mishum de kiddush mafsek beinatilas yadayim lesuda. Right, because kiddush is considered a hefsek. Right, it's a substantial amira, so it's considered a hefsek. Ve'amar beperek elu dvarim beisol omrim mosgin kos vachach notlin mishum de tekel finatilas yadayim suda. So what do you see that what? That there the Gemara holds that you can't have any, the Gemara in Pesachim says you can't have any hefsek between Atilas Yadayim and Suda. And the Gemara in Bracha says that take of Atilas Yadayim Suda. Vahashta hamol t'nai afilu kol hayom. But here a t'nai works even for the whole day. So that goes against, if that's correct, that what? That take of until Sidayim Suda, so how could you have this din of Masna? If you hold that you can't even say Kiddush between the Tilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, how could you have a lach of Masna? That's Tosas Kasha. Yeah, what does Rabbeinu Tam mean? What does it mean? What kind of answer is that? Masna Shachris. What's the magic of Shachris that all of a sudden you don't worry about the halach of take off Natilas Yadayim Suda? And you shouldn't have any hefsek in between. What does Masna Shachris help? Yeah, I think to understand this Rabbeinu Tam, you have to take a look at a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, in Perek Elo Dvarim. It's Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis in Dape Harif. You'll see there. Notel adam yadav shachris of masna leim kol hayom. He doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam, but if you read carefully, I believe you will pick up. You'll see Rabbeinu Tam in there. He asks the kasha in the middle. He asks the kasha from take it from the tila achila. V'yesh lomar. He answers right about 6-7 lines into the piece. So why don't you, let's take a look at the, why don't you guys prepare that piece? And if, as I told you, if you take a look in the Ramah, when the Ramah who quotes Rabbeinu Tam's halacha, so hold on a second, let me just get that. Yeah. Yeah, if you take a look in Simon Kuf Samach Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, so the Ramah says, Hegah, Vahada Mahani Tnai, okay, and then he continues. And he's following Rabbeinu Yonah. He's following Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, there are more paskins like this Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's worth doing this Rabbeinu Yonah even for that alone. But I think it's the same thing as Rabbeinu Tam. And the Beis Yosef says that. Beis Yosef also was of the opinion that Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yonah are the same. Makes sense. I think it's pretty clear. Take a look yourself. All right, so we'll continue with that Rabbeinu Yonah next time. Im Yirtzeh Hashem.